Hi, welcome.
Hello.
My name's Alex Donaldson, and we will be conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and One Another Project. The date is the 29th of July, 2009. Mm-hmm. If you could kindly state your full name, age, and where you're from.
My name is Chris Jennings, and I'm 29, and I'm from Longside in Aberdeenshire.
And how are you doing today?
I'm very good, a bit nervous, but I'm all right.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
It was a friend of mine, Alan. He had been following what was the proposals for the plinth, and he'd said that Anthony Gormley was going to be one of the ones who was putting forward a statue, but I didn't realise what it would be. I remember just keep eyeing it and wondering what was happening, and I realised he'd won the competition. I think there was some of that. I think Danish Kapoor was the other guy who was up, so I just thought I would keep an eye on it, and then I heard about him doing People's Land there, so I thought it was quite a nice idea. It was really nice.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
That's easy. I was walking back from a night out up in town, and as I came through the square, I could see there was people on top of it. And I remember thinking, oh, that seems like quite a good... Although I wasn't thinking that when the lady phoned the other day to say that I'd got a place. I was sort of a bit nervous about it, you know. But I just thought it would be quite an interesting thing to do.
And what are you actually planning on doing today?
I am planning on... I've got a big roll of paper. I'm going to do a drawing of like a panoramic of the square and of the buildings. Hopefully, if I can, if I don't get too distracted by people waiting waving, so I'm going to try and do that as much as I can around the square. Then hopefully, it'll be okay.
So, are you an artist?
And I'm an unemployed architect, but I do like drawing and things like that. So I quite like drawing. I'm very good at painting, but I quite like sketching and things.
And what are you currently doing at the moment?
I've been doing little bits and pieces, extensions and little very small jobs. So until I get somewhere in an office, but I'm thinking about me and my friend are thinking about starting up our own company together to do jobs together, but it's not quite yet.
Hopefully. And how long were you training as an architect for?
I was at uni in Aberdeen for 7 years, quite a long time. Six, because it was a year out where you go to practice. And I went to Worcester, and it was very nice, lovely people, and enjoyed it down there. And then straight after my studies, I came down to work in an office. Sorry, no, I went to Worcester, and then I came down to London, actually, I should say.
And have you had enough time working to develop a certain style that you like working with?
Yes, to a degree. Yeah, I mean, when you're working for offices, I suppose you're... they're really wanting you to toe the line and do what they sort of want to do, but... I've seen enough. London's a great place to go around and see all different types of styles, and there's a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of cities you wouldn't get away with, and I quite like the fact that you can go around and go, oh, there's something really interesting there, and you pick up bits and pieces, and I suppose that's when you start thinking, oh, that would be what I would want to do if I was going to be doing something. So yeah, I suppose I do have my own style. Probably be a bit wacky and mad, but I think it takes you a long time to raise. It's all very well having the ideas of creating wacky buildings, but you need to know how they're going to stand up and if they'll work, really. So I'm biding my time until I know exactly how things go together, and just until I can start doing some mad stuff, yeah. Hopefully.
And what was it initially that inspired you to get involved in architecture?
I've always really liked drawing, and I know I was always taken around when I was younger. My mum and dad took us around to castles and places of interest and things, and I really enjoyed seeing all these ruins and things, or sometimes these big country houses and things. I really enjoyed looking around there, and I think that sort of sparked off a bit of a passion. And then when I went to uni, I don't know if I enjoyed it to start off with, but once I did my year out and realised what it was actually really like from day to day, I think I just thought, this is the thing for me. Get to be creative. I think it takes a long time to develop all the other bits that you have to be good, good memory, you have to have the right skills of being able to record the right information, but that develops. you know, you've always got one thing, but you've always got so much other bits and pieces to learn. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yes. Well, I was grew up in a small village in the northeast of Scotland, and my mum and dad and my brother Craig, and I think I lived for a year in one house, and then the rest of my life I lived in this little village, and sort of background. I just sort of had a really normal childhood, really normal upbringing. I think it was great, a great one. You know, I got to do what I wanted and go around, and but mum and dad were very good and sort of kept me and my brother on the straight and narrow, and it was just hopefully a really normal, good, fun childhood. Loads of trips up to the hills, camping and things, getting dragged up mountains and things. But it was great, you know, it was good. Look back at it now, and about the time, I can't imagine Screaming Blue Murder being at the top of a hill in the fog and pelting hailstones. But now looking back, it's great. I would love to, you know, click my fingers and be up at the top of a hill one day, you know. So, yeah, just really good. I think I've had a very good life. I've been very lucky, so you know, I've got to do what I wanted to do. So.
And sorry, did you say you lived in a village?
Yeah, Longside, tiny little village. Tiny little village.
And how was that lifestyle for you? Have you seen the have you been able to compare it to city life? Have you lived in a city yet?
I live in London now, so
okay.
I live in Pimlico now, and yeah, it's pretty different, but.
Yeah.
What I still quite like is that there's still, you can see even in cities, there's still little neighbourhoods, there's still little communities. They're quite in small scale, but even in villages, I think nowadays, maybe back in the day, people have relied on people a lot, so people were a lot closer. But I think even in villages now, people are not really that close. You know, people come in, you know, even if you've lived in a village most of your life, if you're not actually, you know, from that village by third generation, then you're still seen as an outsider. So it's quite strange. But what I love about London is that, you know, everyone's sort of welcome and everyone makes an effort to sort of get on with each other and be friendly. Apart from on the tube, obviously, where nobody speaks to each other and no one's friendly, but everyone else, it's nice. And things like this, project are fantastic, because I think they really do bring people together. Like people from all walks of life can do it. There's no restrictions, you know. It's great, and I think it makes us unique.
Sorry.
Okay.
And how did you find the transition? Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
How did you find the transition from living somewhere that was quite sparsely remote? To immerse yourself in the
bigger
city, well,
it's a bit weird. I got lost a lot of times because I just didn't really have a handle on how big London was. I mean, I got here by, I suppose like everybody else, by plane or by train, and then come straight into the centre, and then that was me. I was thinking, oh well, I'll just have a wander around, and wandering around to me means I just walk and walk and walk and walk. I was actually physically exhausting myself, you know, walking around until I realised that this place is huge. I'm never going to see it all today, and I'm just still love walking around London. It's a great city to walk around. I think it would be great if more people just walked around the place and, you know, to see what they're, you know, the things they're missing. So much layers and layers of history and things in London that people don't realise if they're travelling underground. Especially tourists and stuff, they would have a lot more. I think they'd enjoy themselves a lot more if they just, you know, got off the tube and just walked around.
So can I ask you what you're doing in London?
Well, I was working for a nice company up in South London, in the Oval, and that was great. It was really good. But we, you know, like every other company, we weren't getting a lot of work in, sadly, because, you know, people weren't wanting to spend a lot of money, and I think recession hit like architecture firms pretty badly first. So I was laid off, and after that, I started doing my own little bits and pieces, little jobs. So, and I've been doing drawings and things like that, and just sort of keeping myself occupied. But now I'm I'm missing it a bit, so I'd quite like to work in an office again, because it was nice working with nice people and that side of it. But maybe I'll start doing my own thing and see how it develops. I can always go back to the office environment if I miss it too much. But I'm just sort of plodding along on my own. And my girlfriend lives here as well. She lives with me in Pimlico. So so it's just, and I've got a lot of friends down here. We moved from uni. I've got a few friends who moved down with us, quite a lot actually, from the same course I was on. So there's about 10 of us, I think, in total. So it's quite nice. And other people I know from school and things down here. So it's really good. It's really nice.
And what would you say is important to you?
Treating people with respect. People treating people with respect they deserve, and just generally being friendly. And I think it doesn't sound very grand, but I think that's really important. I think just a bit of respect and a bit of friendliness from everybody.
And do you have any hobbies?
I'm trying to jog at the moment, but I haven't quite got my head around it. I mean, I start off at a sprint and then I get knackered and I have to walk for about 10 minutes and then I start again, and so I'm doing that, and I've been saying to all my friends, you know, we should start playing football or something, because we're all going the same way. We're all getting a bit tubby now then. Now that we're going towards 30, it's all, I understand now what everyone goes about the 30 year midriff. So not really, apart from the drawing and things like that, taking photographs, like visiting things in London, walking around, that sort of things. Yeah, I think that's it.
And are you interested in art?
I am, yes, yeah. I love going up to the art gallery and visiting all the different art galleries that London's got. I am, yeah. I really do enjoy it. I like Anthony Gormley's stuff, actually. I mean, I went to the Baltic a few years back when he had a big exhibition there,
yeah.
And he had all his plaster cast people with the chains and things like that, and fantastic space to look at somebody's work and working. I think he was working actually while I was there, and that was great. I really do enjoy, like, his stuff. A few other big, I quite like sculpture because I think it's quite architectural, so I think that's why I enjoy it, like, because it's quite tactile. But no, I'm a big fan. I know more modern folk like Jack and Dinos Chapman. I quite like their sort of stuff, even though they can be a bit sick at times. I just love their, sort of attitude of just open to all, and
absolutely.
I think it's, I like their stuff.
Yeah.
No, I do like pretty much all art. I think, you know, I don't think there's anything I don't like.
And what do you think? Have you been following the project so far?
Yes, I've been looking at it. I've been watching it on the webcam when I can, and I quite like the randomness of it, because I don't pick certain people to watch, so you never know what you're going to see. It's great. It's like watching Big Brother, but knowing that you're not going to be watching something ridiculous. You know, you're going to be watching somebody's actual views and actual opinions, and you know, I think the whole camera thing is less than, you know, it's people, what they want to do. You know, people have thought about it and been given time to come up with nice ideas, and all the people I've met so far, you know, over today, have been really lovely and friendly and great and very genuine. So I think it attracts a certain sort of people to do that. Apart from me, I just signed up on a whim. I just sort of, you know, I was at random about doing it, and I didn't think, I only found out on Monday that I was going to do it, so I didn't really plan very much, and I thought, well, what should I do? What would I do normally if I was standing there? I thought, well, I would usually draw. I would usually draw. So that's why I think I chose to draw. But it's nice that people are really, you know, really expressing themselves. And stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
So just to go back to your hour slot, so what are you actually bringing up with you?
Loads of pens, and I've got biro markers and all different things, and then I've got a big roll of, it's actually one of those curtain rolls that you, like a blind, and I'm going to use that to try and draw the buildings round about. I've got a brolly, but I won't use it, I don't think, unless it gets really heavy. And I've got a chair, so I can sit and wave to people, and an apple and an orange. That's it.
And what exactly are you planning on drawing?
I'm going to try and draw like almost like a panoramic, like try and draw
just the building
as a, yeah, as a, I would just imagine like looking out at each end of the plinth, so looking there and then, you know, looking towards front, left, right and all the way around, and trying to draw it as like, you know, a big like a long drawing that goes all the way around. That's the plan, but we'll see. It might not work out like that. But
and do you have a particular style?
I'm quite sort of sketchy, I suppose. I mean, I used to really like doing lovely detailed things and really, you know, nice and very precise and things like that. But I think I've become more impatient, and I want to get things down now. So I am quite sketchy, and I find I get much better at drawing once I've completely sort of switched off and I'm just into it. I've no idea what this is going to be like, because I'm going to be fully aware that people are watching me, and I'm not used to that. So it'll be interesting. I think it'll be. Hopefully, I won't get distracted and end up just. I'll try and get as much done as I can.
And how do you feel when you're drawing? You said you kind of sometimes switch once.
It's like a Scottish word. It's like means daydream, you know. You just go and dwam, and it just means you're in your own little world doing things. And sometimes I just end up. I don't mean I'm unconscious, but I mean I'm like daydreaming while I'm drawing. And I find that's actually quite. I think I've subconsciously made myself do that, because I find my stuff's a lot better if I really am under. You know, I'm just really into it, and then I'll look at it afterwards and think, oh, that's actually all right. You know, because I've been completely unconscious about what I'm up to. So, yeah, I feel. I enjoy it, you know, it's quite happy, it's very relaxing, you know.
Yes. And are you wanting to engage with the public?
I will do, I'll wave to people and smile, and hopefully people will say hello and things like that. Yeah, that, I think that'll be a nice part of it as well. I mean, I'm not the most outgoing person in the world, but I don't mind sort of saying hello, and obviously, you know, it's nice to sort of react. And, yeah, what's the word? Interact with people, you know, and sort of. So I'll say hello to people and wave, and I've got a other card, so I've been told I have to say hello to my gran, obviously, because she'll be, you know, if I don't say hello to my gran, so I've got a card and I'll hold up hello gran and things like that. She'll quite like that. So, and I was my dad's currently video recording the computer, because he didn't think that it was recorded. So he's set up his cam recorder video in the screen, and I should really phone him to say to him, no, it's okay, you can get it, a copy. But he didn't realise this, so he's video. I love it. So
I'm so
bad.
Mean.
I know.
You're
I
should, so mean.
I'll maybe give him a quick phone and say, Dad, you can take the equipment down.
Oh, good. So, what kind of experience are you wanting to walk away with today?
I'm really hoping just to love it and just really enjoy it up there, and you know, not feel nervous, just do it. And I mean, the only thing I'm worried about, that I'm not going up with a charity in mind, or with a, you know, I'm not going up with like an idol, which you know, I do believe in a lot of things, but. I wish I had sort of really thought about it for longer, and, you know, decided, you know, and making a stand for something. But I just wanted to sort of act as natural as I, you know, if felt, and just do what I would do, you know, if I was maybe sitting in my living room or sitting out, you know, drawing here one day. I draw around here all the time, so I do come here. I think it's a nice opportunity to be slightly away from. Above, I don't mean this in a nasty way, but above people, but you know, looking out into, you know, looking down on people and seeing what they're doing. So I think it'll be a lovely experience. I think it'll be really interesting. I hope.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I've kept you for long enough.
Right.
No,
thank you.
Thank you.